We are gathered here today in order to remember. Remembering is one of the capacities of man that has not been as sharply developed in other creatures God made. And it's interesting to note how man uses his capacity to remember. There are some who, in this day particularly, don't want to remember at all, for their vision of the past causes them pain, and it is more comfortable to focus on the realities of the present or the hope of the future. And there are those who have another problem with their memories, those who use their memory to escape the realities of the present in order to live in the past. And yet there is a proper focus for memory, especially in a season of Advent, the season of hope, when our gaze looks forward to the return of our Lord in judgment. That is to remember our leaders, to remember our heritage, in order to gain stability and direction in the present and hope for the future. And so this afternoon, as we celebrate the 135th anniversary of Concordia Seminary, as we honor men who have served with distinction in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we are remembering a great number of people. Their names are well known to most of you, and the names of those who aren't known to you are likewise in our hearts and upon our minds as we think of all of the words of gospel that have been spoken by the leaders of this church, by the pastors of the congregation, and by the faithful laymen who have not hesitated for 135 years to speak about God's inestimable grace in Jesus Christ. It is them whom we remember this afternoon. And as we do so, we think particularly of the word of the apostle in the epistle known as the Epistle to the Hebrews. It is written in your worship folder. There at the end of his epistle, the author encourages these Jewish Christians in the words that are printed there for you. May these words, as we read them now and meditate upon them, guide us on this Founders Day, 1974. Remember your leaders who preached the Word of God to you, and as you reflect on the outcome of their lives, imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be forever. Do not let yourselves be led astray by all sorts of strange doctrines. It isn't too difficult to imagine why these words were written many, many years ago to the Hebrew Christians. I'm sure the last verse gives us a clue when the apostle encourages his readers not to be led astray by all sorts of strange doctrines. As you continue to read in that chapter, it is suggested very strongly that the difficulty in that congregation had to do with some improper distinction being made with Jewish dietary laws. And the result was strange and variety in the doctrine that the people were guided by in their lives. That's the kind of warning that is very apropos also in this day and in every day. Do not let yourselves be led astray by all sorts of strange doctrines. For 135 years ago, they existed, these strange doctrines, and they exist to this day. But we don't want to dwell upon them. What we want to do is to be guided in the midst of such temptation. And that's where the earlier words of the apostle particularly are important for us this afternoon. Remember your leaders, urges the apostle. Remember your leaders who preached the word of God to you. And as you reflect on the outcome of their lives, imitate their faith. And so we today, in the midst of strange and diverse doctrines, need this encouragement too, to remember our leaders. These words even suggest to us how we can tell who our leaders are. They are those who preached the word of God to us. Leaders are known in various ways in this day and in many days. Sometimes we regard those as our leaders who are able to achieve a large size, a large reputation in an institution, those who are known for establishing peace in the midst of strife, and a variety of other reasons. But the apostle here cites particularly the leaders of this Hebrew community as those who preached the word of God to you. And as you reflect on the outcome of their lives, he goes on, imitate their faith. And so we this afternoon could spend many hours in profitable meditation, remembering the outcome of their lives, those men of God who guided this institution, who went out from this institution to preach and proclaim and bear witness to the word of God in all parts of the world. And we can do that for many, many days to come. And yet the point of it all is that we imitate their faith. Let's not forget what that faith was. The apostle didn't want his readers to forget it either. And so he went on with this verse that was known to, I would venture to say, each one of us in this room at a very, very young age. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. When the temptation to novelty arises in the midst of the church's doctrinal confusion, when people suggest new and strange ways of hearing and reading the Word of God, when confusion of one kind and another prevails, the Apostle's Word still comes home to us. Remember your leaders who preached the Word of God, and then as if to remind us what that means and what kind of content that issues in, when people preach the word of God, he says, Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be forever. What tremendous words those are, because they tell us that Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Jesus Christ we await in Bethlehem in just a few weeks, the Jesus Christ who comes to us in word and sacrament, the Jesus Christ whose second coming we look forward to with hope and anticipation again in this Advent time, the Jesus Christ who is the forgiveness of our sins, the source of our life eternal, and the basis for our hope in this world and in the world to come. That Jesus Christ is the same today as he was yesterday with his love and forgiveness and hope, and he will be the same forever and ever. Why do we remember those who preach the Word of God? Because the preaching of the Word of God issues in a faith in that Jesus Christ. Scripture and gospel are inextricably linked together. That's one of the great blessings of this day and this church body, that the leaders God gave us were men who knew that fidelity to the Word of God in proclamation and in witness issued in a message that allowed people, encouraged people, to fasten their hope upon Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Novelty in Christian doctrine has long been a bane. Those who thought they had to offer something new, something different, in order to be challenging and relevant to the needs of a contemporary society, have not always held before their hearers and their viewers the picture of a changeless Christ for a changing world. And so it is on this day, just as it was in the day when the apostle first wrote these words. We live in a day in which there are strange and diverse doctrines. The apostle would encourage us on this Founders Day, don't let yourselves be led astray by them. Rather, remember your leaders, your pastors, your faithful laymen, your brothers in the faith in this age, the men we honor today and men like them throughout this church. Remember the leaders whom God sent to this troubled land 135 years ago, the faithful teachers and preachers and pastors and laymen who have preached to you the Word of God. For in that proclamation, we will continue to find hope and direction and stability, a hope that rests in Jesus Christ, the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be forever. To that end, God help us. Amen.